Brad Keselowski, talk to me.
It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, and this is your wake-up call.
All right, time to wake race fans up.
Exactly. They don't have to keep overpaying for cell service.
But they need speed.
Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage as the leading carriers.
Is switching lanes easy?
Oh, yeah. Right now, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. Just call 1-888-FREEDOM.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy, along with Dave Murphy, and we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave's an ASC Master Automotive Technician and has been for over 35 years. Murphy's services all makes and models. Call 426-AUTO or contact us at murphysautocare.com to request an appointment or learn more about us. We are your true dealership alternative, right, Dave?
We absolutely are. We are the professional automotive service provider.
We work on everything. Boats, motorhomes.
We do it. That's
foreign,
right.
Foreign, domestic, pickup trucks.
If
gasoline.
If it uses fuel, it has tires or propellers, we'll work on it. That's right. Well, maybe on an airplane. But
we're
open
Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Welcome to the show today.
Absolutely. We want to welcome all of you. Certainly another beautiful day in Dayton, Ohio. And boy, what a change this morning when we all woke up. But hey, that's what it is, right? We've got to be prepared for it.
We've got a lot to talk about today.
We do. And we hope you have a lot to talk about out there. Hopefully you're going to give us a call. We're live today. You can reach us at 457-1290. We would love to hear from you. Again, that number is 457-1290 here in the studio, and we would be happy to talk to you about whatever you're thinking about when it comes to your automotive or vehicle concerns or needs. So give us a call.
We talk about keeping your vehicle safe and dependable and saving you money, and we're here to help you. So
that's the purpose of Auto Talk. That's right. So absolutely, yeah. Some of the other ways, in case you might want to reach out to us, we have a really, we think, very interesting, very interactive Facebook page. That's Murphy's Auto Care. Just go to Facebook, and you can like us there, and we'd appreciate it if you want to follow us and share our videos and so forth, if you think they're worthwhile. And we do a lot of stuff on there. You'll see us weekly posting either videos or photographs of what's going on within our shop, within the people that work with our company, and sometimes our customers as well. So that's our Facebook page. But also, our website is murphysautocare.com, always changing. We blog quite a bit. You'll find up-to-the-date information on what's going on in the automotive industry, what to be wary about, or how to check things out on your own vehicle. There's a lot of great tips there. And also, you learn more about our company, and so we're there. So
you also answer people's questions via the website as well. So if you're not able to call in the show today, if you're not near a phone or can't do that, then you can always send your questions to Dave at Murphy's Auto Care.
Absolutely.
And so we'll be going over some of this week's questions in the email bag as well.
Of course we will. That's right. So and never forget, there's always podcasts. You can catch up on the show anytime, either on our website, which is, again, murphysautocare.com, or on WHIO.com.
So in the shop this week, Dave.
Well, it was really, first of all, I want to start off with you and I were in some training out of town for a couple of days. We are affiliated with Bosch, the Bosch Corporation, and Bosch is a huge corporation, and primarily their biggest portion of their what they do is automotive related, although they have a lot of other ancillary divisions. But we've been a Bosch certified automotive repair center for many, many years. And as of recently, in the last couple of years, we've also become a diesel vehicle diagnostic center with them. So we've been going through a lot of training with them and just gathering information on how to better serve diesel vehicle customers. So we did that this week, and that was really interesting. So, if you drive a diesel passenger car or a diesel light pickup truck, like, the Dodge Ram Series or the Ford F Series or the General Motors Silverado or a GMC, all those have diesel engines available in them, and we do service those. So if you're interested, give us a call, or schedule online if you want to have your vehicle serviced.
And I learned, how many different vehicles available are diesel
these
days. I guess I didn't realize that. So
well, clean diesel is the new generation of diesel engine out there, and it's extremely quiet. It doesn't smoke, And it's extremely powerful in a small power plant. So it's a very logical choice for a lot of manufacturers as they push towards that ever-increasing fuel mileage requirement that we have to get. So the diesel is an obvious choice. I mean, most diesel passenger cars get over 50 miles per gallon and have a tremendous amount of power, which is far different from some of the EVs or hybrid choices.
So, and some of those cars are?
Well, the new Chevy Cruze, which is a very small, four-door car, you can get that with a diesel engine. And, of course, all the Volkswagen products have had diesels in them. Audi, BMW now has diesel options. Mercedes has had diesel for many, many years. Ford, of course, is coming on with some diesels as well. And so, almost every badge out there, every manufacturer offers some version of a diesel. And they're very refined. I mean, they are nice running vehicles, something to take a look at.
So if you've got questions about diesel vehicles, trucks, or any kind of repair, give us a call today. We're happy to talk to you about it. 457-1290. We're taking live calls today in the studio, and we'd love to hear from you.
Great. We're going to do that right now. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good, good. Thanks for joining the show with us today. What's on your mind?
I wanted to find out if I have a GMC Sierra pickup with a rebuilt 5.7 in it, and it runs great except when you first start it up, it idles rough until it warms up. I was wondering what that would be.
Well, Mike, that's of course kind of difficult to say exactly what it could be because there's a number of things, but tell me what year this vehicle is.
It's a 1994.
Okay, gotcha. So that's still the early style. That's going to be a 5.7, 350 cubic inch engine. It's going to be, of course, port fuel injected. So you said the engine's been replaced, and was it replaced with a rebuilt engine?
Yes, rebuilt engine from
okay.
LKQ.
Okay. And I know LKQ also offers salvage engines, used ones, but they do also offer a rebuilt product. Can you tell me, as far as the fuel control components and what was done with all of those components when they were transferred from the old engine? Were they replaced, or did you just reinstall them?
Yes, it has a new distributor, all new plugs, plug wires. Also, the throttle. It's a throttle control of some kind because the motor's racing up and down at
right.
first.
Idle air control motor,
and all
probably.
That's been replaced,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So it's really going to require some diagnostics to take a look at that that's more involved than, there's probably not any codes on. I doubt that you have a check engine light. Is that correct? Do you have a check engine light on, Mike, on the vehicle?
Okay, I'm having problems hearing you for some reason.
Okay, well, we're set up here. I think we're pretty good. But anyways, I'll just go ahead and answer your question real quickly so that everybody else who's listening also can get that. You're going to have to get it in, get it diagnosed. There could be any number of things, especially when you do an engine swap. A lot of times, the connectors don't plug in properly, or you got corrosion, or you just disturb the wiring and it causes a bad connection. So there's any number of things that could be causing an erratic idle when it's cold. It could be a failed sensor. It could be a bad connector on a sensor. So I would say, there's a dozen things off the top of my head that could cause it, and I would never want to lead you to just start replacing parts. So you'll be money ahead if you can get it back. If take it back to whoever replaced the engine, if you can, and ask them to run some tests on it and see what's causing it. And then if you would, get back to us. Let us know what's going on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mike, have a great weekend. Appreciate your call. Thank you. That's great. That's a very typical call, and unfortunately when major components get replaced in vehicles like that, it's a shame there, but there's always some bugs to work out of it. There can be, at least, depending on the depth of how far you go into it when you're replacing those components. So I can tell you, when we replace engines, we always use a Jasper product, but we install it with an engine kit, and that replaces all of the ignition components as well as many of the fuel components. So good luck out there, Mike. Hopefully we'll hear back from you and find out what you found out. And like I said, you'll never know until we get to the bottom of it. So, all right, great. So some of the other things we were looking at this week, obviously we had a little temperature drop. So we saw a lot of vehicles this week with tire pressure monitoring lights coming on, probably folks that park outside overnight. And we expect to see that. So a lot of times you just got to get in, get the air, get them aired up. That's a common thing that goes on when you have a tire pressure monitoring light on. But you also may have actually a leak in a tire. And this is the time of year when things can be set off like that. So just keep an eye out for that. But we are seeing a lot of folks stopping in to get air since we have an air station outside. Also, we're checking a lot of antifreeze in vehicles. People really started getting on that bandwagon this last week. And we're, of course, checking the protection level. We want to make sure it's good to a minus 36 degrees. That's the minimum. We also want to make sure it's not good to a level of like minus 40 or 50 because that's the concentration is off at that point. But we're checking for that. We're checking for pH level. We want to make sure that the antifreeze is in good condition and it's not going to cause damage internally in the system. So, and I would recommend this if you're listening and you haven't had your car in for service, that you call your service provider wherever you take your car, get it in, ask them to do a normal checkout for this time of year. Have them look at the antifreeze. Have them check out the belts, the hoses, the connections there. Look and see if maybe there's any leakage around the water pump. Water pumps tend to, as things get colder, they contract a little bit. And a matter of fact, we saw a couple vehicles in this week that had the water pump bearings were starting to fail in them and started sounding off, making more noise now. So it's just that time of year. Also, you want to be making sure that you've got good heat, good distribution when you start your car in the morning. It's coming up on the dash through the defroster vents as well as on the floor and also through the center vents. So that's just something you can do yourself by just checking the flow and making sure that it's working properly because you don't normally use that other times of the year when you've got air conditioning on. So time to check that out. But yeah, those are the things we've been seeing. And also wanted to mention, if you're considering having the engine antifreeze flushed or changed in your vehicle and you're in our area, give us a call because now through the end of December, we're offering $20 off a BG coolant flush process. And of course, we talked a lot about BG products on the show over the years. But something to keep in mind. So that's what we've got going on. And you know, a lot of other things going on too as far as winterizing boats and motorhomes. We do a lot of that, right, Jan?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, we've seen a lot of MerCruisers in. If you're a boater and you know what an inboard outboard is, obviously, maybe you don't want to do that yourself, give us a call. We're happy to get that done for you before the things get too cold. And that way it'll be ready for you next season when you get it back out.
Yeah, so any of your questions, give us a call today, 457-1290. We've got some lines open, happy to take your calls. And I wanted to take a minute to thank our sponsors of the show today. We do appreciate their sponsorship. That's Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, along with BG Automotive Products, as Dave talked about. We have a lot of BG Automotive services that we do, very reliable, great warranties. Also, KOI Auto Parts, the professional's choice. They help us with our 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Also, Mike's Car Wash. If you haven't been to Mike's, then get in there. And they have great service. They're open daily from 7 to 9, and they have three locations, Mike's Car Wash. I love their Ultimate Car Wash. It's just the best. You can just drive through, get in there, come out clean, shiny, new, and a new car look.
I think your car even smiles more when it's been through there.
The car smiles.
It does. Yeah, it goes, ah.
Mike's Car Wash.
Nothing like a good Mike's Car Wash to make your car feel better. But most of all, to make it last longer. That's really what it's about.
That's right.
And that's what we are always trying to help folks do is make their car last longer. That's really where they get the most savings out of that vehicle. So, all right, great. Well, we do have lines open today, 457-1290. We're live in the studio, so make sure you give us a call. We're going to run to a real quick break, and we'll be right back and answer your questions.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 through 2016. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go toward Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Wednesday is my Mike's car wash day. It's sort of a hump day break for the kids and me.
Welcome back, Mr. Evans.
Hi, Josie.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Josie.
See you again next week.
I'm an unlimited customer, so I come as often as I want, and my kids love the light show in the tunnel.
We're ready for the lights, Dad!
Unlimited wash plans from Mike's Car Wash, because a clean car just feels good.
Please join in Baseball Hall of Famer Rod Carew at the Scheer Family Heart and Sports Community Conversation Series on Wednesday, November 8th at 7 p.m. at the Dayton Marriott. Tickets are available by contacting the Heart Institute of Dayton at 937-734-8660 or heartinstitute@premierhealth.com. Proceeds benefit the Heart Institute of Dayton, an affiliate of Good Samaritan Hospital, whose mission is to improve the quality of cardiovascular health in the Dayton region through education.
Are you trying to convince your aging parents it may be time to move from their home into a senior living community where they can receive more comprehensive care? The solution could be 10 Wilmington Place. We pride ourselves on our family-owned and operated senior living community centrally located in Dayton. We offer endless amenities and activities for your loved one to enjoy without the stress of house or yard work. Plus, we're affordable and offer customizable care to fit your loved one's needs. Learn more and schedule your tour today at 10wilmingtonplace.com.
Menards Super Sale has big savings on everything you need. October is Fire Safety Month. Keep your family safe with Kidde Home Safety Products. Right now, over 45 stock Kidde Home Safety Products are on sale. The worry-free carbon monoxide and smoke alarm features Smart Hush technology, $29.99. The plug-in multi-gas detector with battery backup detects carbon monoxide, propane, and natural gas, $39.99. Save big during Menards Super Sale, now through October 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm working forward to colleagues I call friends.
At Synchrony Financial, every employee has a unique ambition. Not just something we look forward to, but something we work forward to. We're hiring call center representatives in Dayton. We'll help you fulfill your ambitions through generous benefits, competitive wages, and work that doesn't feel like it. Apply at syfcareers.com or text SYF21 to 90206.
Synchrony Financial is more than a workplace. We're a working forward place.
Your winning game plan for savings and service is Handyman Ace Hardware. Score big with these October red hot buys. Ace 5,000 square feet lawn winterizer, $14.99 after $2 instant savings. Peak antifreeze, $4.99 after instant savings. And pleated furnace filters, buy two, get one free. Find these red hot buys at any one of your nine area Handyman Ace locations. Visit HandymanAceHardware.com.
Out-of-state special interests are at it again. The gas drilling giant American Petroleum Institute is trying to kill good-paying Ohio jobs. Their greed has helped make Ohio an importer of electricity, which means we pay more. But we can stand up to them. Call your legislator. Tell them to protect good-paying jobs, our tax base, and electricity manufactured right here in Ohio. Call 800-282-0253. Tell them to support House Bill 239. Paid for by Coalition for Growth and Opportunity.
Vectren crews are wrapping up another year of replacing pipelines in our communities, and we thank you for driving carefully around our work sites. Together, we're ensuring natural gas service remains safe and reliable for a smart energy future. Check the online map and see if your route is now free of construction, giving you a few extra minutes to make yourself a balanced breakfast or grab an extra hug. See the next phase of our improvement plan at vectren.com/pipeline replacement.
The Air Force is looking for innovative companies in manufacturing, systems engineering, and big data to join their team. Don't miss the exciting Air Force Digital Thread Digital Twin hands-on interactive event to be held November 2nd at the Hope Hotel. Learn more and register to attend at DaytonDefense.org.
The Elizabeth Diamond Company is having a Diamond Expo event October 26th through the 28th.
Compare hundreds of diamonds to engage, upgrade, or restyle.
1 carat diamonds starting at only $2,800.
Make your appointment today at the Elizabeth Diamond Company in Centerville and Troy.
Clouds with some breaks of sunshine this afternoon, but that sun not warming us up much. High around 44. Slight chance we could see a few rain sprinkles. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening live today to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, Ohio. And we're going to go right to the lines right away. Jacob, you've been waiting patiently. How can we help you, Jacob?
Hi, I've got a question. I was listening to your program earlier just a few minutes ago, and you mentioned about the cold weather causing your tire pressure to fall.
That's correct.
This morning, I noticed that my tire pressure in nearly all four tires went down by as much as 8 pounds per tire. Is that normal?
Well, typically what we see is about every 10 degrees of drop, you'll see roughly a pound or 1 PSI to 1.5 PSI of drop. So let's say, you know, we were sitting at, 70 degrees within the last couple of days, and now we've dropped into the low 30s. So I would expect, 6 to 7 PSI drop on most tires is what I would expect. And, you know, if you're saying 8, that probably can vary depending on the gauge you're using. But that's pretty normal. That's pretty normal. And as we, you know, as we go into even cooler temperatures, that's what you should expect, about 1 to maybe, you know, on the high side, 2 PSI per 10 degrees of drop.
Gotcha. That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great question, and I think a lot of people probably are wondering the same thing. So it's just something that's normal, and it's to be expected. The only thing that will slow that down slightly is if your tires are filled with nitrogen, you know, with about a 97% mix of nitrogen. It'll slow it down somewhat. So that's one way to curb it just a little bit. But, hey, I really appreciate your call. It's a great one.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jacob. See you now. Have a good one. All right, great. We're just going to stick right with this. We're going to go right to Dennis. Dennis, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Something about a diesel car.
Taking...
Absolutely.
Yeah, hey, I was listening to your conversation about the new diesels. I was hoping you might be able to expand on that just a little bit in terms of what one might expect in terms of upfront cost on gasoline versus diesel, and more importantly, like the maintenance. You know, once you're into owning the vehicle, what kind of maintenance do you have with diesel versus a gasoline engine?
Great question. Great question. So it depends on if you're driving a passenger car diesel. You know, they're all still implementing something called diesel particulate filtration components, which are more like a fixed component, looks like a catalytic converter. So diesels are meant to be driven. If you're just going to do grocery stops back and forth, a diesel is probably not a good car for you to start off with. Short trip driving on a diesel is not a good idea. A diesel is meant to be gotten out, put it on the highway, and roll it and run it, and it keeps it cleaner that way. But the technology on board between the urea or DEF fluid and the diesel particulate filtration units on them now are really doing a good job cleaning them up, but you do have to drive the vehicle. To your question about fuel, I think it was about fuel differentiation or fuel cost differentiation.
That and maintenance.
Okay, so in maintenance, you know, it just depends. A gas engine, you know, is going to require a little less maintenance as far as maintenance cost goes, but I think the value of the longevity of a diesel engine, typically over 300,000 miles if it's well maintained, and also the performance out of it is probably going to appeal to a lot of people. So that's how I would look at it. You know, if you don't need a diesel, though, especially in a pickup truck situation, if you don't need it to tow, then, you know, I wouldn't recommend it. Hey, we're going to have to run, Dennis. We really, really appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Auto Talk today, folks, and we will be back live again next week. Have a great weekend.
Dayton and Springfield station for news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Experts weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.